Chapter 2 Mary was almost out of gas. Her credit card was maxed out and she was almost out of money. Worse than that, she was almost out of ideas.
I'm hungry, Mama. Can I have a candy bar?
Lily sat in her booster seat in the back of the old brown Chevy. They'd been stopping at food marts and fast food restaurants along the freeway all the way from California. At the last stop, Mary had bought Lily a chocolate milk and a packaged bologna and cheese sandwich. But that had been hours ago. The child had slept for a while, but she was only a little over 4, and she was getting tired of the endless driving. They'd traveled over 1,300 miles so far. Mary had a friend in Portland, a girlfriend she'd met at her last foster home. She and Michelle had stayed in touch, and Michelle had said there were plenty of jobs in the area. Mary had spoken to her as she'd driven north, and Michelle had convinced her to head in that direction. Mary had hoped to make it all the way there, but only a few gallons were left in the gas tank, and she didn't have enough money to fill it. When the fuel light came on, she took the first off-ramp, Argonne Road.
Mama, I'm hungry.
There was a Safeway up ahead. Food came first. Mary pulled into the parking lot of a small shopping center that included the grocery store, a Rite Aid, and a row of smaller businesses. Taking Mary out of her booster seat, she took the little girl's hand and headed toward the store. There was only a $10 bill in her wallet, but it was enough for a snack and a small carton of milk for Lily. Mary started for the door, which opened automatically, and the two of them walked inside. The first thing she noticed was the bulletin board. Dozens of cards and notes had been pinned up there, addresses and phone numbers of people looking for various types of work. She could do just about anything, from waitressing to secretarial, bookkeeping, cleaning, cooking. She'd even worked as a trainer at a Riverside gym. But even if she left her cell phone number, she couldn't wait around for someone to call. Either she had to keep driving or find a place to stay. Maybe she could find work in Spokane. It wasn't that far away. She decided to leave her number on a slip of paper just in case and began digging around in her purse for a pen. That's when she saw him, the handsome blonde man with the brilliant blue eyes who was intently studying the board. He was over 6 feet tall and broad-shouldered. Worn, faded jeans hugged a set of very nice buns. He was carrying a notepad, she saw, jotting down phone numbers. He didn't look like a serial killer, so Mary took a chance. "Are you looking to hire someone?" He glanced down at her, and she felt a jolt when those cool blue eyes fixed on her face.
"Actually, I am. I'm looking for a housekeeper."
"Well, there's a coincidence. I was just getting ready to put my number up on the board. I'm very good at housekeeping."
"It's really more of a cleaning job," he said.
She thought of the $10 that was all she had left in the world.
"I can do that. I don't mind hard work, and I'm very efficient."
Lily tugged on the hem of her T-shirt.
"Mama, I'm hungry."
"In a minute, sweetheart." She turned back to the man, desperation mixed with hope.
"I'd do a good job for you. I'm a very hard worker."
Those cool blue eyes ran over her, taking her measure. She was 5'6", not too short, and after her job as a trainer, she was in excellent physical condition.
"I was really looking for someone older," he said.
"I'm 28. That's old enough to clean a house."
His mouth edged up.
He had a very sexy mouth. Funny, she had never thought of a man's lips that way.
"I see you have a daughter," he said. "What would you do with her while you're working?"
Her insides knotted. She really needed this job. "She'd stay out of the way, I promise. She's very well behaved, aren't you, sweetheart?" Lily started jumping up and down.
"I'm hungry! I'm hungry!"
Mary lifted her up and propped her on a hip. "If you'll be good, I'll get you one of those orange vanilla ice creams you like. But you have to be quiet until Mama finishes talking to this nice man."